Before this fall, Dean Barclay's resume was impressive, but not the stuff of even historical footnotes. He had run for public office 3 times and lost. He was a founder of Minnesota's Reform Party and director of Minnesota Planning. Then came November, the death of Senator Paul Wellstone, his replacement on the ticket by Walter Mondale, and his defeat at the hands of Republican Norm Coleman. When Reform Party Governor Jesse Ventura had to appoint someone to fill out Wellstone's term, he tapped Dean Barclay. And last week, Senator Barclay stopped by the studio to reflect on his nearly 2-month career in the Senate, which concludes very soon.
January 3rd at noon, I think, is when my term comes to an end. That's screeching halt.
tell me, we talked by phone once when you began this. Looking back on your illustrious Senate tenure, what's been the most surprising thing to you about being a senator that you didn't expect when you were named to this vacancy?
I think the most surprising thing was the congeniality that I experienced with all the other senators. I mean, I kind of thought maybe to be treated just, well, who's this, you know, new kid coming in for 2 months and just kind of be ignored, but that wasn't the case, and they couldn't have been friendlier or more helpful. I think that was the surprising thing.
When you came in, you did have a couple of things you hoped you might contribute to getting done about either homeland security, right, or coverage of mental health and health insurance benefits.
Well, yeah, we flew into town on Thursday, and by Monday, we actually were up and ready to go with our staff, which was a story in itself. But we narrowed down. We wanted to get 3 things done before session started. One was we wanted to get a homeland security bill passed, quit playing politics with it, and get one that the president could sign. Number two is I wanted to take care of a problem back home in Minnesota, which was our welfare to work program, the TANF waiver that we'd had for 5 years. But for some reason, we weren't getting it. So I tried to get that taken care of, which I managed to do. And then I wanted to do something to honor the memory of the late Senator Wellstone. And we managed to find a $10 million piece of legislation that we got passed in less than 24 hours to honor the memory of Paul and Sheila Wellstone. So we actually, all 3 things that we set out to do, we got done.
The project, the memorial for poor Wellstone, was a neighborhood house that
it's an immigrant center that right now is working in St. Paul's, where Paul lived. They have reading programs. They have daycare programs. They have abuse programs for women, and they're going to name it the Paul and Sheila Wellstone House in memory of Paul. And this is to build them a brand new facility in St. Paul to replace the one that they've outgrown.
Can you imagine going back to Minnesota and in some future date running for the Senate? Was it intriguing enough to do this, to think you might want to do it for a full 6 years someday?
Well, obviously, I ran for the office twice. I ran for it in 94 and 96, trying to get here the old-fashioned way by getting elected, and it's everything that I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I've expressed the interest in the past to come here, and Minnesota, it's 4 years away, which is an eternity in politics, but obviously I'd be lying to people if I didn't think I didn't have an interest of running one more time. So a couple of years from now, I'll take a look to see what's going on, what it looks like, and I'll make a decision then.
A lot of people would assume that even in a month in Washington, even if you're not running for anything, you could have pocketed enormous contributions from various PACs interested in what you were doing. Did you get any offers from political action committees or anyone else?
Well, fortunately, the Independence Party of Minnesota, we do not take PAC mm-hmm. money. We think big money is wrong in politics, and it'd be a little bit, flying in the face of everything I've tried to create for 10 years with a clean political movement that will not take big money if I would have actually done that. A few lobbyists came by, wanted to buy me dinner. I went out and had a drink with them and got to know them, because I don't mind lobbyists. Some of my best friends are lobbyists, but I think they just typify what's wrong with politics in this country. And I think it just goes to show that I managed to keep clean. I didn't compromise my principles in the 6 weeks I've been here, and I'll go out clean as I came in.
That's pretty good. 6 weeks. Did they take you out for a good meal at least?
Oh God, yeah. I guess we've got a $59 or $69 limitation. I forget. I think one lobbyist bought me one dinner who I'd known from the past. So I hope that doesn't taint me forever. So if anyone's going to run against me, I guess I've got one flaw in my record.
Now, I have noticed on NBC television in recent weeks promos, trailers for a new TV show coming soon, I guess. And it's a story, if I can get this right from the promos, about a senator who fills a vacancy caused by death in California, in this case, mm-hmm. comes to Washington. There seems to be some mystery about whether he's going to be a Democrat or a Republican when he's here, and announces that he's an independent. and then proceeds to be the, I gather from these 30-second clips, the most ethical of all United States senators. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Like I say, I wonder how quickly, if that was in production before I got appointed or not. I'm trying to figure out how I can become a consultant on that show. So, Mr. Producer out there, if you're looking for a wonderful consultant that has lived that, you know, give me a call. But I'll tell Senator Sterling, I think is his name, don't have that dinner with the lobbyists, though. So that's where him and I are different. I did break down once and had dinner, so I'll tell him not to do that.
Well, Senator Barkley, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Dean Barkley is senator from Minnesota and independent. He was appointed by Governor Jesse Ventura to fill out the term of the late Paul Wellstone.